In December of 1980, Mark David Chapman shot and killed John Lennon and became one of the century's most notorious assassins. This week, the Frontline series on public television explores Chapman's mind and motives. Television critic David Bianculli has this review.
Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Just about everybody could name that tune, everybody over 30 at least. It's the Beatles' I've Just Seen a Face, with Paul McCartney on vocals. But the singer on this version is a lot less familiar.
Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
The guitarist and vocalist on that homemade recording was a teenager named Mark David Chapman, who a few years later would murder John Lennon. It's one of many spooky moments in this week's Frontline documentary, which is titled The Man Who Shot John Lennon. The program isn't just another chronology leading up to that senseless act of violence. Producer Kevin Sim tries to make sense of the act, at least from Chapman's twisted point of view. It explains how a boy who idolized the Beatles could grow up to hate John Lennon enough to murder him. This is the second time a Frontline documentary has done a psychological profile of a killer. The first one, The Mind of a Murderer, was about mass murderer Ted Bundy and contained videotaped psychiatric interviews with him that gave the documentary its power. The Man Who Shot John Lennon uses psychiatric interviews, too. They're on audio tape, not videotape. But the lack of pictures doesn't make what he has to say any less dramatic.
It was like a movie. It was like I was in a movie. I got a gun. I got PowerPoint bullets. I thought he would just drop right in front of me, and that was it. Well, he was about 25 feet away. But I thought he was just going to fall down, like in the movies. Fall down dead. Guy had four holes in him.
Sim talks to people from Chapman's past, his first girlfriend, his friends at summer camp, but gets the most amazing information by analyzing J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye. Chapman identified so strongly with Holden Caulfield, the hero of that book, that he used it as a blueprint for his own life. Like Holden, he loved children and hated phonies. And once he decided that John Lennon was a phony, Chapman went to New York, just as Holden had, and retraced his steps until he got to the end of the book and had no more blueprint to follow.
The story of The Catcher in the Rye ends back in Central Park at the carousel. Here, as Holden watches his little sister go round and round, the tired, confused young hero of the novel finds a kind of grace and relief from the mental turmoil that has haunted him. But for Mark Chapman, watching the carousel that weekend, there would be no grace. For him, there would be one more chapter.
Lennon had just come out with a new album, and the lyrics to one song reinforced Chapman's idea that he and Lennon and Holden Caulfield were all part of the same destiny.
People say I'm crazy doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll, no longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just had to let it go. It's incredible.
This documentary is incredible, too, and it has an epilogue that's too powerful and surprising to give away. The Man Who Shot John Lennon will help you understand John Lennon's murder a little more, but it won't make the sense of loss any less great.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.